Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the secret world of Slimming Club's fun size. If you're proud of yourself for having a brisk walk to the chip shop, then this is the podcast you need. I'm Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
Hi.
And producer Paul is here as well.
Hi.
The £6 gaining producer Paul, if you missed
all right.
The main episode. These fun size podcasts bring you stories from the world of dieting and food, and we hear from a listener about their slimming angel and slimming devil. We will get a voice note from hell later on. Our first story, though, Victoria,
So there are more relationship problems that we've been called in to fix.
Okay, here we go.
So good at this. Okay, right. A couple live together. They split the chores, but she does all of the cooking. He doesn't cook at all and even claims that the toaster is complicated.
Whoa.
I mean, okay, sure. Whoa. There's a lot to unpack that, but we'll move.
But men do that. Mm. Oh, I don't know how to. And they do know how to. They just don't want to.
It's because their mother's done it their entire
life. Yeah, their mother
life.
Has. Yeah. Bone idle. And you, Victoria, the mother of a boy, and I won't
it's
have it.
It's not happening. Okay. As soon as he can use a knife and fork, he's getting in the kitchen and making
fine.
His own dinner.
Fine.
Okay. So when she's out, he makes microwave meals. She has to go away for a week, leaving him at home.
Okay.
But she's noticed how expensive it would be to buy a week's worth of microwave meals. So she buys him ingredients for very simple meals and gives him a lesson on how to cook them.
Mm-hmm.
What a lovely girlfriend.
How
dedicated,
supportive,
yep,
caring.
Dedicating time to do that.
Yes.
But when she gets back, he's upset at her because, in his words, she left him to starve.
Oh, God!
Oh, I can feel the rage boiling. So he actually spent the week eating sandwiches, tinned food and fast food. Should she have bought him the microwavable meals?
Well, here's my first thing. I don't think my boyfriend would even know what to do with the microwave meal.
Oh, wow.
Like, I don't think he would. He just, when you say that this guy in question in this relationship problem lived on sandwiches, tinned food and fast food, my boyfriend wouldn't complain at that. He would do it and he would be absolutely fine. That would not be a you've left me to starve. That would be a dream week for him.
I just think, like, you are your own person. It's your responsibility to feed yourself. Sort your fucking shit out. Honestly, I'm raging that he even had the audacity to moan.
Well,
because I do all of the cooking at home, and that's fine. I'm on a diet some of the time. It makes sense that I do it, but honestly, if he had the audacity to say that, I would...
One of Matt's reasons for not cooking is that I have stupid meals because I'm on a diet. And I go, yeah, but you know, like, for example, on a Saturday when your son's here, I cook me a meal, you a meal, and your son a different meal. I'm cooking three different meals. So it's okay for you to cook two different meals every now and again. Or come over to my side and have the macaroni stuffed peppers.
If that's, oh,
yeah, they were nice.
Lovely.
The fact that they are not willing to try.
Oh, infuriates me.
Yes, I
but
freaking
do you,
agree.
Do you think we are sometimes to blame for that, though?
Yeah, I do. And I say this to any woman
Paul,
now.
But
sorry,
hear,
Paul.
No.
We'll let you speak in a minute.
Okay.
I say this to any woman now, and I've said this to my niece, who is 23.
Yep.
And in the next couple of years, we'll be moving in with her boyfriend. The problem that we've made for ourselves is when we first move in with a man, we enjoy looking after them. We want to look after them.
Yep.
It's exciting to look after them, to cook, to clean, to wash their clothes. Oh, it's come on, darling, I'll do all that for you. The problem is they very quickly think that that is
the normal.
For life.
Yep.
And that is where we've gone wrong. It's our fault. You've got to set your stall out, guys, from day one if you've not moved in with your partner yet. Set it out from day one. Before you sign any freaking documents.
But it's not even that. Even the washing up. Like, I will say, right, can you do the washing up? I'm doing this. Da, 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 da. Yeah, I'll do it. And then it gets to bedtime and it's not been done. I'm like, well, I want to go to bed now. And you're going to take forever doing the washing up. I can't sleep till you're next to me. Oh, whatever. So I was just like, oh, I'll do it. And then I end up bloody doing it the next day.
Yes. And
because
this is
I
what,
don't put
and then he
down.
Will go, oh, well, I'm not bothered if it's not done. You're the one that, and so he knows that I will just do it to get it off my mind. We went to a stand-up... Paul, you can speak in a minute. We went to stand-up comedy once. John Richardson, right?
Okay, yeah.
And he was brilliant. I love him to bits. And one of the things he said was, he made some gag about his wife cooking, and he said, and as you know, in every house, if you don't cook the meal, you clean the plates up afterward. And Matt was like, my boyfriend, clapping. And I was like, looking at him going, fuck? What do you mean, as you know, in every... That's not happening. What? Yep. It should be happening in every house, but it wasn't. I never forget the look I gave him. It's like, well, this is not a fucking fun comedy night anymore.
When I've moaned about the fact that he's not done the washing up, he's not, because we're having our kitchen rejigged and things moved about. He's like, well, we can get a dishwasher. And I'm like, yes, but who's going to fill the dishwasher?
Yeah.
And who's going to empty it?
Oh, okay. Paul, Paul, you may not.
Got something you want to say?
Quick point, guy. You know this is supposed to be about other people's relationships.
Right. Paul, who was right and who was wrong in that dilemma that I've now forgotten about?
I mean, I don't want to touch that because you two are clearly on edge.
He was wrong. He can't blame her for not getting the meals.
Yeah, but she gave him a lesson. The thing that she doesn't realise is some people are not natural teachers. So maybe it was really muddled what she was saying.
That spin on it, yeah,
do you
sure.
want to take us on?
All I will say is, like, you say, like, when you move in with them and you want to look after them and you cook a meal, and then one day you move the goalposts and we're like, what's gone on? Who replaced my girlfriend with a dragon?
Oh, in fact, my boyfriend probably would say that. I'm very hormonal. Have I not mentioned it?
Anyway, he was wrong. I think we can all agree.
Yes.
Okay. And she really tried her best.
I had other things to say, but you spoke for 25 minutes on that subject about your own relationship problems.
I think we should have a spin-off, Joe. I think that would be great.
Agreed. Paul, you may speak on the next one.
Okay.
Remember, you can now get 3 episodes of this podcast per week. 2 on this feed, and there's an extra portion on our Patreon as well. Just £3 a month, you can get access to our whole library of extra portions. You can get your weight loss certificates, your free stickers, and you can be in the draw for £100 every single month. Just go to patreon.com/secretslimpod, or you can search for The Secret World of Slimming Clubs on the Patreon app.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Thank you. Right, let's get our next story.
Okay, so eating less on our diets isn't really working for us.
Correct.
So how about we focus on the food that we should eat more of?
Hooray!
Woo! Okay, here's a sorority nutritionist on TikTok.
Instead of trying to eat less, here are three foods I want you to eat more of if your goal is weight loss in 2023. Number one, you gotta start eating more protein, specifically at breakfast. Whatever you like, it doesn't have to be eggs. However, having protein in the morning is so important. 20 grams minimum, if not 25 to 30 grams is key. Okay, number two, you have to start eating more veggies, but specifically non-starchy veggies. What I do is instead of just rice, I put in cauliflower rice with that regular rice, so it's higher volume. The third thing you need to eat more of if you're serious about losing weight is more fiber. Fiber is a non-digestible part of carbohydrates, and it is really helpful for getting full, and it's so important for our health. What I recommend doing is choosing natural carb sources like oats, quinoa, rice, brown or white rice is fine, sweet potatoes, regular potatoes, and even including beans as part of your diet. All of those are gonna pack a lot of fiber, so they're gonna impact your blood sugar, which is really good for your health, and they're gonna help with getting full and obviously eating less food overall.
I like pretty much everything
she said.
Yeah,
that sounds really easy, but why does it not seem easy at the same time?
I don't know. So just to recap, what should we be doing?
Okay, so we need to be eating more protein.
Yes, we can do.
Especially at breakfast.
Yes.
And non-starchy vegetables.
Yes.
And more fibre.
Yes. So in the morning, what can we have protein in the morning? Eggs,
eggs, yogurt, porridge, they're all good. They're all sources of protein.
I do that now.
It keeps you fuller for longer and stops your blood sugar spiking like cereals or white bread does. That's my problem with all the cake that I've had recently.
She did not mention cake
once. Oh, shit, sorry.
Interestingly.
I thought that's what she meant.
But porridge, I do have.
Yeah.
Daily.
Weetabix. Ethan has two Weetabix a day
in
the morning.
Is that part of it?
Well, is it Weetabix? Is that?
I think Weetabix is one of the better cereals, isn't it? Yeah. And that's got to be fibre as well, which ticked box number three that she was talking about.
Okay, so non-starchy vegetables. So broccoli.
Yes.
Carrots. Mm. Cauliflower. Mm. Peppers.
Yes.
Courgettes.
Yes.
Tomatoes.
Yes.
That's fine.
These are all good.
I mean,
good.
You have, well, peppers and tomatoes in fajitas? I mean, does that count?
Yes, it does. A fajita is one of the messages you should take
Chicken's
away.
Chicken's the protein, right?
Oh my God.
Okay, so these all have the nutrients, but are much lower carbohydrates as starchy vegetables like potato, peas, parsnips and sweet corn.
I can do this.
Does sound quite easy.
It does, and it actually sounds quite tasty.
Okay, and then the more fibre we need, so kidney beans, oats, berries, chia seeds, these foods keep you fuller for longer and prevent your blood sugar from spiking.
And, you know, helps you lose stuff, as we know.
Okay.
We know what fibre does.
Honestly, Jo.
There's no mention of snacking.
Hmm.
I'm taking it that is essentially banned, but if we just had a diet that was full of the stuff that this woman says...
But that's a really interesting point, and I did actually quite like this when she said about the rice. So have the cauliflower rice, but actually bulk it up with more with actual rice.
Rice and collie rice.
Yeah, so you're probably having less of the bad rice, well, not bad rice.
But it takes the sting out of it being really bland and horrible.
Cauliflower rice,
yeah.
I think cauliflower rice is an evil item. I think of all the things that people kid themselves that this tastes okay, cauliflower rice will be number one for me.
It tastes,
I think it's horrible.
It tastes okay, but it's the texture. It just doesn't give me the rice feeling. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. The texture is not as good.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I do prefer my cauliflower with cheese.
Sure. Whole with cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Correct. Again, not mentioned in this diet.
Yeah, it's a shame.
But if anybody, again, we say this a lot, wants to take this on, and let us know if you just have meals. I think I could do this.
I want to know, actually, and we mentioned it on our main episode, the anonymous lady that messaged us that's a size 6.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'd like to know her diet plan.
I shall ask her.
Thank you.
Yeah, but what if she goes, oh, you know what, I just eat what I like and I just can't put on weight. And then you're going to block her. And then we're going to lose a listener. I think they're better off keeping you away from her.
Joe, message her. And if you think it's something that I want to hear, tell me. Yeah, if you think it's something I don't want to hear, don't.
I take that.
There we go.
I take that and I will run with it. Each Fun Side episode, we want to hear about the two sides of your dieting personality. Your slimming angel and slimming devil. And this week it's hell.
Hi, I'm Hel. During my days as a slimming angel, I live and die by my food diary and planner, complete with lots of beautiful fancy stickers. Everything is homemade and nutritious, and there's not even any thought of eating anything unhealthy. I'm also justifiably in sports kit about 90% of the time because I'm either running or at the gym. Sadly though, these days are currently few and far between as I'm living my best slimming devil life. This means half a pack of toast for breakfast, takeaways galore, and even when I am cooking, everything has to have properly cooked chips and lashings of mayo. There's absolutely no gym in sight, only gin and lots of vino. And my new favourite pudding is at least one share a bag of crisps each evening. Needless to say, I can't fit in my gym kit even if I wanted to go, and I'm now truly panicking with only 11 weeks to Christmas that I'm clearly going to be in the running to resemble a Christmas pudding for the holiday period.
Do you know what Hel needs? She needs Get Into Target in 2024 sticker for her notebook.
We did mention this.
And I think that's what she needs.
Hello, Paul.
I'm going to be pretty busy between now and the new year.
What, making stickers? Yeah, you're right, you are.
Paul is putting some letters and words on a sticker.
It's easy, come on.
It takes way more artistic style than that.
Well done, Hel. A planner.
Yeah.
With stickers.
Yeah.
Is exciting.
That's how you know you're on it.
I mean, it does cost a bit. I've had one of these before.
Yeah.
Probably only used 2 pages of it, so maybe I'll dig that out.
But, you know, she says about her gym kit not fitting her. Mm. Oh, I would just buy a bigger size for when she's feeling like this, so you could still be comfortable.
Yes.
And
yes.
Sleep. Crap.
Yeah, great. Well done, Hel. Well done. We love it. We want to hear about the slimming angel and the slimming devil within you. All you got to do is send us a voice note on our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod, and everybody we feature on the podcast will receive a Slimming Angel sticker. That's it for this episode of Fun Size. We'll be back with our full episode on Thursday, extra portions over on Patreon on Monday, and another Fun Size podcast next Tuesday. But whether you're slimming or sinning, remember, there's no shame in a game.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.